60% of the land in Idaho is controlled by the federal government, and some people would like those national forests and rangelands transferred to state control. But the Idaho Attorney General told a crowd of Tea Party conservatives in North Idaho on Saturday there's a good chance the state would lose that effort in court. Correspondent Jessica Robinson reports.
It's an incredibly popular idea among Idaho's ultra-conservatives, like the ones who attended the annual Liberty Summit in Coeur d'Alene, to take the land so the state can decide whether to allow logging, grazing, and mining. Idaho Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin says he sympathizes with the frustration over the federal government's vast land holdings.
It is a true and powerful economic impact on the state of Idaho.
But he says making a legal argument to transfer the land faces significant hurdles. First, federal law trumps any law the state could pass. Also, Wasdin says Idaho gave up claim to the land forever in its state constitution.
We can't even change that provision of our own constitution unless Congress agrees. I mean, that's just what it says. I'm not telling you what I like. I'm telling you that's what it says, okay?
Wasdin says other western states have looked into a federal land transfer and have run up against similar roadblocks. Still, Wasdin organized a committee made up of other state attorneys general to look into legal avenues. The committee includes Washington's Democratic Attorney General, Bob Ferguson. I'm Jessica Robinson in Coeur d'Alene.